a word of caution about getting overly excited about, you know, the Trump administration and all these people that are being nominated to go in and run the beast system that has turned against humanity, which is the U.S. empire, the federal government, the FDA, all of it. It is a dangerous, homicidal system. And my warning is that in this moment of a lot of sort of conservative euphoria, or even some libertarian euphoria, even some former Democrat euphoria, because, well, practically everybody that's part of the Trump administration now was a former Democrat, you know, from RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, Trump himself, Elon Musk, you know, all of them are former Democrats. This euphoria is misplaced unless we start to see significant cuts. I mean, taking down entire agencies or slashing budgets by anywhere from 70 to 90%. You know, if we start to get that, well, then I'll start becoming euphoric and I'll start talking about how awesome this is. But if we don't get those cuts, understand, all you're doing is changing the people that run the beast system, a system that wants you dead, a system that tried to murder you during COVID, in case you forgot, a system that constantly lies to you, that constantly steals from you by printing money, a system that tries to start world wars. The U.S. empire has murdered millions of innocent people around the world in various wars, including, you know, the original Gulf War. And the Department of Defense helped develop, you know, the bioweapons that became the COVID vaccines. And at least 20 million people have been killed around the world, maybe a lot more. So the U.S. government is a system of death and destruction. And it's not exciting good news to just say, well, now we're running the death machine. You know, that's not a great thing. That should be a horrifying thing. Now, let me just provide context to what I'm saying here. Let me clarify it. I am thrilled that Trump defeated Kamala, because the Kamala team, a bunch of Marxists, they are some of the worst demonic entities in the world. I am thrilled that people like RFK Jr. are being nominated to run HHS. I'm thrilled with that. I'm super thrilled that Matt Gaetz has a shot, if they don't destroy him, of being the Attorney General with the DOJ. Thrilled. I'm thrilled to hear the name Dr. Oz now talking about someone who's going to be able to come in and help with Medicare, Medicaid, etc. And there are many other examples of this. I'm thrilled about a lot of the people who are going to be involved. A lot of these people are good people and they have good intentions. But just talking about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, by the way, the system's bankrupt. Good people can't save it. Good people, as good as they are, as brilliant as they are, you know, I give this challenge to Elon Musk. Supposed to be a smart man, obviously is smart in many ways, but you'd have to have God powers to solve America's budgetary crisis. You know, it doesn't matter how smart you are. I mean, I'm a smart guy too, and I've looked at it. There's no way to save it. The only way to save America financially is to default on the debt. That is literally the only way that it happens. Now, maybe Elon has come to the same conclusion. I actually suspect he has. But if you think that everybody's going to waltz in there and like, we're going to save Social Security, we're going to save Medicare, and we're going to save America, that is not in the cards. That is not going to happen. The U.S. empire is finished. It's already on a suicide path. As currently structured, it cannot survive. Because $36 trillion in debt? Are you kidding me? Do you have any idea how big that is? It cannot be saved. And the empire has no moral foundations. The people that run the U.S. empire, you know, there are 3 million federal employees. Maybe some of them are good people, but most of them are not. America has no reputation internationally. America has no moral high ground. America tortures people. America has political prisoners. America carries out organ harvesting operations. The FDA does that. You know, all these things that America used to blame other countries for doing, like communist China. Oh, you're hurting the Uyghurs. You're doing this. America does all those things. America has no moral standing, no financial standing, and its military is increasingly obsolete. So the beast system, which is this U.S. empire bureaucracy, this deep state, this the whole system is fatally corrupt, fraudulent, sinister, and up to its eyeballs in debt to the point where it cannot be saved. It will not be saved. So if you're celebrating, oh, all these good people are going to go in and run the beast, the best thing they can do is run it into the ground, frankly. I mean, you can't save the FDA. It's run by Big Pharma. The FDA is run by the most evil, sinister, life-hating, power-hungry tyrants and lunatics that you could possibly imagine. You can't just reform it. You can't just have a new guy come in and say, oh, we're going to do things differently now. Like, send out a memo to all the FDA, like, be nice to the American people. No, that's not going to happen. They are in with Big Pharma. They're going to push Big Pharma. They're going to push vaccines. They're going to suppress the truth about natural cures and natural medicine and nutritional supplements and herbs and homeopathy and all that. You're not going to be able to change the culture of the FDA just by changing the guy at the top. And we don't know who the new FDA person would be, but of course RFK Jr. sitting at HHS would have a lot of influence to pick the new FDA commissioner. But almost certainly that person is going to be a Big Pharma person. And by the way, even RFK Jr. is not anti-vaccine. The media has lied about him for years. He's not opposed to vaccines. He just wants to make vaccines safer. Where you and I know that we don't need any of these vaccines. These vaccines cause autism. They harm millions of people every year. They kill people every year. We don't need any of these vaccines. The whole vaccine mythology is quackery. If we had no vaccines, we would be a healthier nation than having vaccines. 100%. And the improvements in public health and the reduction in so-called infectious disease that happened over the years was almost all due to public sanitation. You know, functioning sewage systems and running water and hand washing and what have you. It wasn't due to vaccines. The stories you've been told about vaccines are a myth. The narrative is fake. But RFK Jr. is not anti-vaccine, so he's still going to support the childhood immunization schedule, probably, which is out of control. It's insane. I mean, maybe he'll reform it and back off of it somewhat. I hope he does. But he's not going to come out and say all these vaccines are bad. He's just going to say, take the aluminum out, you know, take the mercury out. Let's make them safer. Let's have more testing. Well, that's not the answer. The answer has to be more revolutionary. The answer is end Big Pharma's legal immunity for vaccines and pharmaceuticals, end direct-to-consumer drug advertising, end the conspiracy of disinformation and lies that takes place between the vaccine industry and the regulators like the FDA. That's how you solve this problem. And that's going to take a true revolutionary. Now, can RFK become that revolutionary? Maybe so. Maybe. I'm open to the idea. But that's not who he is at the moment. I'm open to it. I'm just saying, you know, don't celebrate too early just because the people you like are going to run the beast. The beast is a danger just out of its very existence. And what we need to do is take these 3 million federal employees and fire about 90% of them. Leave about maybe 300,000 federal employees. That's all you really need. Maybe not even that. Why not just make it zero? I mean, can you think of anything the federal government does that benefits America? Anything? Everything they do is a crime against America. Pushing vaccines and printing money and starting wars and leaving the border wide open and prosecuting innocent people. Just there's nothing that I can think of that the federal government does that is good for America other than the FAA setting standards for general aviation. Like, that's it. That's all I can think of. And understand, the very existence of the federal government is a massive looting operation. The federal government tends to be run by people who are grifters and parasites on society. They just want to collect their pensions and their benefits and their salaries while mostly doing nothing, but some of them are power-hungry lunatics and they want to lord over people. They want to run around and threaten everybody, and being in government gives them the ability to do that. I think about people like Joe Biden. Did he ever do anything productive in his whole life? No. He was a parasite, sucking off the system where everybody else had to work and pay taxes, and Joe Biden would just get payoffs for abusing his power to arrange for deals with, you know, gas companies in Ukraine or companies in China, and just get kickbacks and bribes. And that's frankly, that's how most of the federal government operates. Look at Nancy Pelosi. You know, look at former senators John McCain on the Republican side or Feinstein on the Democrat side. These are just grifters. They serve no function that's beneficial to the American people. We need to think bigger than just changing who's in charge of running the beast. We need to slay the beast, in essence. We need to shut down this government system. We need to think beyond government as our savior, and we need to stop celebrating. It's like, oh, now we're going to have permission from the government to maybe tell the truth about this and that. Like, no, we need to get past the idea of even needing permission from the government. The government should be begging the people for permission when it wants to do something. But that's not the case. It's all been inverted. So just be very cautious what you are cheering and supporting. Government is not your friend. It's not your savior. It's not the answer to any of this. And if you don't slay the beast through defunding and cutting departments and sending workers home, then guess what? 2 years later in the midterms, the Democrats rig the elections, and then boom, they're back in charge in the House and the Senate. And 2 years after that, they rig it again. Boom, they run the White House. Now the beast is weaponized against you once again. Why? Because you didn't slay the beast. You kept it alive because you thought you could control it. You can't tame the beast. The beast will turn against you. The beast is the enemy of human productivity, human health, human peace, human civilization. You have to slay the beast. And by that, I mean you have to defund the government. Reform it to zero. Just get rid of it. I'm talking about the federal government here, right? So at the county level and the city level and the state level, you do need some kind of organizing structure to do things like build roads and put up, you know, stop signs. I get that. But imagine if you could keep almost all of what you earn because you don't have to send it to Washington, D.C. to be wasted on fraud and bribes and war and handouts. Imagine. How much wealthier would you be if you could keep what you earned? And imagine if the currency that you earn wasn't being devalued by money printing, which is a form of looting. Imagine that. You could retire at age 45. You would have enough to live on because what you earned would hold its value. You could keep most of what you earned. You could afford to pay some local taxes. It doesn't take that much to build roads and even bridges and streetlights and some schools. It doesn't take a fortune. You could contribute to that at some reasonable level, you know, toll roads or whatever. And obviously most states still have property tax, but you could afford the local taxes if you didn't have to pay the federal taxes. Get rid of the entire federal government and suddenly you're prosperous. Suddenly you're wealthy. Suddenly you're free. Suddenly you're living it up. You can afford the things that have been stolen from you because of government confiscation. And wouldn't it be nice to know that your tax dollars aren't being used to buy 2,000-pound bombs that are sent to Israel to be dropped on women and children in Gaza? Wouldn't it be nice to know that your money doesn't go to pay the salaries of crooks in the United States Senate or in the House who are nothing but a cabal of thieves and racketeers? Wouldn't it be nice to know that your money wasn't being wasted away on some harebrained corporate welfare project to give billions of dollars to so-called solar green companies that don't even produce anything and just end up going bankrupt a couple years later after their CEOs run away with millions of dollars? Yeah. Imagine. So don't call for RFK to reform the FDA. Call for RFK to end the FDA. Don't call for Trump to reform the IRS and lower taxes. Call for Trump to end the IRS and eliminate federal income taxes. I mean, that's the right answer. Don't call for, you know, Kash Patel to run the FBI, even though I support him as director of the FBI. But I've said on top of that, Kash Patel needs to dismantle the FBI. Turns out one of the best places to do that is at the head of the FBI. So Kash Patel would be great for that. But we don't need an FBI. The FBI doesn't do anything useful. It is weaponized against the American people, runs around harassing people. We don't need a CIA. We don't need an NSA. We don't need NASA. Private industry can do that. Elon Musk is proving that every day. We certainly don't need a Department of Education. We don't need Homeland Security. It's a whole made-up aggregation of agencies. We do need border protection, but you can use the military for that. We do need a military. We need some form of national defense. But you put the military on the border. You don't need a separate department called Customs and Border Protection. You just deploy the freaking military there, and people want to come across, you know, you arrest them and boot them back across, and if they keep trying, well, you get more aggressive with them. This is not really complicated. More than 90% of what the federal government does, if it all vanished tomorrow, you wouldn't even notice. A few things you might notice, like, hey, wow, there's no more federal taxes on the gasoline. Wow, gasoline is suddenly more affordable, especially in California. You would notice a lot of benefits immediately if the government ceased to exist. Like, every April, you wouldn't have to scramble and do your taxes any longer. Wouldn't that be great? And farmers would be free to just farm and grow what they want without government interference and EPA coming along and saying, oh, you can't plow that field. There's a drop of water in it. Now it's a wetland, you know. Get the federal government out of our lives. We don't need the government to send money to universities. We need government out of the business of education. We don't need an ATF to control firearms. We the people can control firearms. We can use states and counties and cities and local law enforcement, whatever we need. State law should be what determines who can buy firearms. And in Texas, we need to be able to buy over-the-counter suppressors, by the way, I say. I mean, yeah, you have to show your ID. And you buy a suppressor. Just, here's my Texas driver's license, or here's my Texas concealed carry, which I have. I should be able to walk in and just buy suppressors without sending $200 to the ATF, which I have just done because I just bought some more suppressors. And waiting for the ATF to approve those suppressors. Had to update my suppressor collection, basically, because I hadn't bought them for so many years. It's like, these old suppressors, man, they're all out of date. Now you can get titanium suppressors, which are really lightweight, really great. And that's what I'm getting, is a bunch of titanium suppressors. Anyway, you know, one for each rifle. So you got to have a whole set of them. But we don't need the ATF. We certainly don't need the DEA, because all it does is run the drugs. I mean, it's just on and on and on. We don't need any of these agencies. We don't need the beast system. What we need is our freedom back. What we need is to be able to keep the money that we earn. What we need is an honest monetary system that isn't being looted constantly by our own weaponized Treasury Department working in cahoots with the Federal Reserve, which is a cabal of globalist bankster criminals. We need to restore freedom in America, and that only comes with really, really tiny government, really small government, not 3 million federal employees, but like I said, maybe 300,000 max, but it'd be better if it's just like 30,000. That's all we need. Like, well, who's going to run the federal parks? That's easy. Local volunteers. There's all kinds of local volunteers. like at Yellowstone, there's plenty of people in Wyoming and Idaho that would be happy to volunteer and run the park. You don't need the federal government to run the park. And by the way, why does the federal government seize all these lands all across the West and then turn them into federal parks and then they put gates out front? No, I mean, federal government shouldn't even have that land in the first place. They looted all that land from the states. That's nonsense. They should give it back to the states. Let the states run it. And people say, well, we need a CDC, otherwise we'll be overrun with infectious disease. No, the CDC is causing infectious disease. You eliminate the CDC, America instantly becomes healthier. Pandemics stop. Especially if you allow freedom of speech about natural health and people learn about the importance of vitamin D and quercetin and zinc and ivermectin, and you don't have any more pandemics. Pandemics are done. You don't need a CDC. CDC makes everything worse. CDC gets people killed. CDC is run by tyrants and frauds and a bunch of big pharma vaccine pushers. So don't celebrate the beast system. Work to eliminate the beast system. That's the only way we achieve human freedom. And by the way, all we need for money is something like Bitcoin, or maybe a gold-backed version of Bitcoin, a decentralized currency. We don't need government currency. Why is government even in the business of printing currency? It's not necessary at all. It's the worst party to be in charge of currency because they counterfeit it all day long. We need decentralized money, which could be based on something like Bitcoin, or maybe Bitcoin itself or some variation of it, but certainly isn't going to be the dollar. Hey, so those are my thoughts. But thank you for listening. And let me tell you about what we put together for you. A lot of discounts and specials on some preparedness items at rangerdeals.com. I've got a special segment I filmed in the studio to tell you about rangerdeals.com. Help you get prepared for all the insanity that's rolling out right now. Check this out. And thank you for listening. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. And just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements, that's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer.
We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. We don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.